Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea.
I'm JC.
And we're so excited that you guys are joining us today. We got some crazy stories for you guys. We asked for crazy family secrets. But first, we wanted to... JC, just take it away.
Okay, we're going to give a little quick shout out to someone who rated and reviewed the podcast recently because we just really, really appreciate this feedback. Like, we know that you guys, that takes you going out of your way to go onto the Apple Podcast app. I mean, it really is quick, hint, hint. So, you know, easy to do, but...
Easy to do, but it gets on our good side.
But it's very thoughtful, and we're always really grateful for these reviews. So, this is by Haley Christine, and she says, I love Tuesdays. I have been listening since the very beginning. I listen to them to laugh, to cry, to smile, to learn, and I feel like we are best friends, honestly. Thank you for always being there and for giving your listeners the best content. Thank you for helping us improve our lives and our confidence. The best podcast.
I'm crying.
Yeah, I'm teary-eyed. Thank you so much. That's literally the sweetest thing. Legit teary-eyed right now.
Awesome. Yeah, amazing. Feeling very grateful. Overwhelmed by gratitude.
So thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you, Haley. I don't know if it's Haley Christine or just Haley, but thank you so much. Shout out to you. And thanks to everyone who listens and rates and reviews. We love you guys. We did an episode on crazy family stories.
Mm-hmm. And it was crazy.
And it was cray-cray. And then we were like, we should do crazy family secrets.
Mm-hmm. Because this is a good outlet because we don't say who it is.
So. Right. It's anonymous.
Like, we can't say our crazy family secrets because
I don't have any
secrets. Yeah, I don't actually either. I'm like, yeah, me neither.
I'm going to start.
Okay.
Okay. So we're just going to get right into it because with these episodes where we tell stories, like, a lot of times we like to have, you know, a little banter in the beginning. Yeah. But if we did, honestly, this episode would go on forever because we have so many good stories. So we just have to hop right in.
Yeah.
So
they're like, good. We don't want to freaking hear you banter at the beginning.
Yeah. We all thank goodness.
They're like, oh, no, getting straight to the point. How dare you?
Okay. So, hey, Chelsea and JC, I have a crazy family story for you. Not really a secret, but thought I would share anyway. Okay. Sorry. This, I guess, doesn't relate, but I thought it was crazy. Okay. My great-great-grandmother. I'm like, interesting. My great-great-grandmother Ava was making her way to America from Finland in 1912 when she managed to get a ticket onto the Titanic. She was extremely poor, carrying only a suitcase and a paper that was pinned to her shirt with her name on it, as she could not speak English. On her way to the ship, she had car troubles and was not able to make it on board on time. Being that she was in the lower class, it is very likely that if she'd gotten on board, she most likely would have died and our family line would not be where it is today.
What?
Needless to say, we are thankful for the car troubles, and our family always takes setbacks with a grain of salt now because there is no telling what a broken down car could be preventing you from. Love the podcast. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh my gosh, that's nuts.
Isn't that insane?
That reminds me of like the people from 9/11 who are like, my kid was throwing a tantrum and I was like late to work that day. The 9/11 happened and then I just like...
I always try and think of that even you know, if I'm like late somewhere or if my car is being annoying, I'm like,
or I just missed have opportunities
to,
even.
Yeah. You just have to think of it as like, I was meant to miss that or I was meant to, you know, me just having the worst habits and not ever being early to something. I'm like, yeah, that's why. That's why I'm always late. Just to be safe.
just to stay clear of tragedy.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to sound absolutely ridiculous, but when my grandma told me this family secret, it took me about 5 minutes to pick my jaw up from the floor. Okay, so backstory. Okay, guys, this gets kind of confusing, so pay attention.
Okay.
My mom and dad grew up in the same place, and both of their dads were best friends long before the two of them were even thought of. So her parents,
both of their dads
were friends. They lived in the same neighborhood for a short period of time, so both families were around each other nearly every day. Now to get into what I'm really writing about. When my grandma was in the hospital giving birth to my mom, my grandpa, my mom's dad, was quote-unquote working and unable to be there for the arrival of my mother. However, after a few days of my grandma being super upset that he missed the birth of his first child, she finally found out where he actually was. My grandpa was off with his mistress, who just so happened to be my dad's mom. Both
okay,
my mom.
Okay, hold on. What? I'm confused, actually.
So, okay, yeah. Her mom, when her mom was born.
When her mom was born or when she was
girl,
born?
This girl who's writing in.
Yeah.
Yeah, when her mom was born.
Okay.
So her grandma was giving birth to her mother.
Yes.
And her.
The grandpa.
Yeah, the grandpa was gone. And so the grandma was really mad. Like, where were you? She finds out that the grandpa was having an affair with the girl who's writing in's dad's mom. So the girl who's writing in's dad's mom, her grandma, they were having an affair.
So her grandpa on one side and her grandma on the other side.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I guess that's very simple,
way to put it.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, both my mom and dad's parents were having an affair to each other when they were only newborns. My mom and dad have yet to know about this family secret, but I somehow got it out of my grandma. I still find this to be so insane and thought you might think so too. I love the podcast and look forward to listening every week. Keep it up.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's she's saying now that both of them were?
Well, that's what she said, but she didn't go into detail about the grandma and the other dad. So I don't know.
Okay, that would be bizarre. So picture if you're sitting right there, picture your dad's parents and your mom's parents, your grandparents on both sides, they're having an affair with each other.
Yeah.
Insane. That's essentially what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Also, it's like I've heard of that happening before. Where it's like they're neighbors and it's like the husband and the wife of the other couple are having an affair while the husband and the wife of the other couple are having an affair. And they, like, don't know about it.
Okay.
I've heard that like two or three times.
I've never heard of that. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been dying to write in, and finally I have a worthy story. So this is pretty long and twisted, but try and stay with me. Before my great-grandparents were married, my great-grandfather was married to another woman. They had no children, and after a couple of years, they decided to divorce. Now, this was way back in the day, and divorce was already pretty scandalous, especially in a tiny town. But Gramps decided to take it one step further, and a year or two later, remarried his first wife's identical twin sister. Twin two, his second wife, happens to be my great-grandmother. They were married until he passed away and had two daughters, my maternal grandmother and my great-aunt, who my family is very close to. Well, a couple of years after great-grandma passed away, my aunt and my mom got really into family history. One day, sitting at my grandmother's kitchen table, my aunt pulls out a birth certificate out of an old file and starts to read. At that moment, grandma walks into the kitchen and my aunt asks, who is William? Grandma straight up left the kitchen without a word. Turns out William happens to be the son of my great-grandfather and his great-grandfather and his first wife, twin one. However, based on that date of birth, it seems that the child was conceived and born after the divorce and overlapping when he was already in a relationship with my great-grandmother, twin two. That was the first time anyone had ever heard of this brother, and my grandma refuses to talk about it. No one knows what ever happened to this long-lost brother, so if you happen to be from the Safford, Thatcher area in Arizona and have a grandfather named William Lee, we may be secretly related.
Oh my
gosh. Love the podcast. She's now living in Europe for the foreseeable future. Love listening to the podcast. Keep up the good work.
Oh, fun.
Love you. But yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So basically was married to both sisters, had a kid with the first one, but didn't tell anyone about it. And then married the second one and like lived his whole life like with that family. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. What the heck?
Did that make sense or was that really hard to follow?
No, that makes sense. Good. Okay. So my aunt was engaged to a guy and he ended up cheating on her and ending their engagement. Years later, I started kindergarten and became best friends with a girl named Sage. Not long after that, we realized that Sage's parents were my aunt's ex-fiance and the woman that he cheated on my aunt with. And Sage was made when he cheated on my aunt. My aunt still doesn't know. Love you guys and happy season two.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What are the freaking odds?
Today we are talking about Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to IT stuff, productivity, and so much more. So whether you're returning to a longtime passion project, maybe you're challenging yourself to get outside your comfort zone, or simply exploring something new, Skillshare has classes just for you. I looked at some classes and there are some on Adobe Premiere, and I am an Adobe Premiere. Wow, okay. Apparently I need to take classes on speaking. Premiere newbie, and Skillshare has so many classes on editing videos and how to use and navigate your software like a pro. They seriously have so many classes, you guys, you just have to go see for yourself. It's so important to always be improving your skills, whatever they may be. We love Skillshare here on this podcast. We strongly believe in always being a student and a lifelong learner. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right, guys. Skillshare is offering What We Said listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/whatwesaid. Again, go to Skillshare.com/whatwesaid to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/whatwesaid.
Hey, JC and Chelsea. This is just a crazy family story. Am I allowed? Oh. I kind of forgot the point of the family secrets.
Okay, that's fine. I love the crazy family stories.
Okay, this is just crazy. Hey, JC and Chelsea, this technically does not involve my family.
Cool.
Well, it just is no part
of
it.
It's just a crazy story.
Yeah. But the family of my best friend from university. Okay. It is a crazy story that I truly believe is worth hearing. We live in South Africa, but my friend's mother at the time visited a family farm in Australia when she was still young, 14, I think. She had a crush on the guy working on the farm who was 21 at the time. And every holiday she visited this farm, she followed him everywhere. One day she went with him on a drive around the farm, but when their car got stuck in the mud on the road next to a dam, the guy had to jump out of the car to dig the car out of the mud. However, while he was trying to get the car out of the mud, a crocodile grabbed him by the legs and started pulling him into the dam. He obviously tried setting himself free but could not manage to do so. My friend's mom, who saw the whole thing, jumped out of the car, grabbed a gun, and started swimming after this crocodile. Keep in mind, she was 14 years old, swimming after a massive crocodile who was busy drowning this big guy. When she got close to the crocodile, she started beating it with the gun and managed to set this guy free.
You're kidding.
News about the incident and her bravery reached all the way to England, and the Queen herself awarded my friend's mom a Medal of Bravery.
Oh my gosh.
And a book was even written about the whole story. How crazy is that? Sending lots of love all the way from South Africa.
You are joking.
Isn't that crazy?
An alligator.
Crocodile, Chelsea.
Oh, crocodile. What's the difference?
I don't know, but I'm just joking. Isn't that nuts?
That's nuts. Yeah, and just, how old was he?
He was 21 and she was 14.
Oh my gosh.
Nuts.
Okay. One of my dad's cousin, who was quite a bit older than him, married a woman who was insane. She 100% believed that she was the bastard child of Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy.
Amazing.
She went to her grave, Marilyn's grave, convincing everyone she met that she was their child. She even tried to get in contact with the Kennedys for a DNA test. Obviously, that never happened, but she was even on the news for it. So weird. My dad only told me about this maybe a year ago. Crazy.
What in the world? Why would you be convinced of that?
I mean, that's only a secret, but just...
Do you look a lot like them or something? What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if she actually was, though?
That would be insane. Yeah, everyone thinks she's crazy.
Yeah, she's like, no, guys, seriously.
Okay, so this is pretty crazy, but I have a murderer in my family.
Amazing.
So 2 years ago, I'm 20, but found this out pretty recently. It's fine. We were driving to my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving, and we were passing by my parents' childhood homes and places they used to hang out and stuff. So we drive past a house and my dad goes, oh, that's the house where my cousin murdered his wife and her lover. And I said, Dad, excuse me. So basically what happened was my dad's cousin, so my second cousin, was married to this girl. And one day he came home and found his wife in bed with another man. So he snapped and shot the two of them and was charged with murder and thrown in jail until he passed away just recently.
Oh, my
amazing.
Gosh.
Now, I'm a huge true crime person and thought it was kind of rude that my dad did not tell me that my cousin was a murderer until I was a whole adult. Anyway, love the podcast. Love the podcast and shout out to the few guys who watch the podcast. Apparently.
Oh, is he a guy?
Yeah, he's a guy.
Nice.
Thanks, Seth.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Well, not that's awesome, but amazing. I'm like, wow, I love that. Hi, I love your podcast. So, sorry, I have a lot of short ones.
That's okay.
So, love your podcast. So, my grandmother, sorry,
just wants to get that across. She I'm loves like, it.
I don't know if you guys heard, but she loves our podcast. My grandmother passed away oh my gosh.
Moment of silence.
Several years ago, making her the last grandparent to die. Just last week, my mom received her ancestry results and discovered a family she never knew she had. The man she grew up knowing as her father wasn't really her father. My grandmother took this lifelong secret to her grave. Unfortunately, her real dad died last month, so we never got to meet him. Oh. She's been in contact with his daughters, and they've made an instant connection and are thrilled. Isn't that crazy?
That is just so insane. It's so sad to me when they find out once they're adults.
Yeah.
Once like their real parents are dead and they find out something crazy like that. It's like, how unsettling, first of all, to be like, what is the real story here?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you tell me that? It's so crazy.
The whole like 13andMe or ancestry, like DNA
stuff. It's causing some issues for some families.
It's causing some issues and it's like doing good because I know my sister-in-law's friend found her dad through that.
Wow.
Because she took the DNA test and like found him and he didn't even know he had a kid.
Wow.
So it's like amazing because she was adopted and like I guess her biological mom, maybe, I don't know what happened there, but it's crazy. My nana grew up with like, so my dad's mom grew up, she was the youngest of like 6 or 7 kids, and her mom had like 2 husbands, I think. Like one died and then she got remarried. But my nana always grew up with the last name Curtis, actually. And then found out when she was like literally maybe 50 years old, my nana was 50, that her dad, who she thought was her dad all growing up, was not her dad. That it was some guy named literally Tony Baroni. So
Tony Baroni.
Yeah.
You're
like
joking.
That she was like, he's like straight from Italy. So she's
sounds
like,
fake, but okay.
Yeah, she, exactly. Sounds like a pasta sauce. So there's like still Baronis and whatever. So my whole family was just like, what? Like, oh, we're Italian all of a sudden. And we never knew that.
What the heck?
Crazy.
That is insane.
My nana's like, rad.
Okay. After listening to your Crazy Family Stories podcast, I remember this story about my great aunt that is literally insane. And I knew I had to share it. I guess this is a secret that was kept by the universe until just a bit ago. So here it is.
The universe.
So about 2 years ago, my great aunt did one of those DNA kit things to find out where you're from, what sicknesses you're prone to, etc. Anyway, she got her results back and they said that her mother was not her actual mom and it was some other lady. So she calls up her brother, my grandpa, in tears, expecting to find out that she was adopted or something and that she had just never known. My grandpa claims there's no way she was adopted because he specifically remembers being 8 years old and his mom being pregnant and coming back home from the hospital with his newborn sister. Her parents were dead already, so she couldn't ask them about it. So my great aunt contacts the lady that the DNA kit says is her mother, and the woman says that she never gave a daughter up for adoption or anything like that, and the DNA kit must be wrong or messed up. My aunt then asks if she had a daughter. The woman did.
I know where this is going.
She asked when she was born. She was born on the same day as my aunt.
Literally switched at birth.
Yeah. She asked when she was born. She was born on the same day as my aunt. Oh, I already said that. Then she asks where her daughter was born. It was the same hospital. Everyone in my grandpa's family was tall, brown hair, and all just generally looked similar. Yet my aunt was short and just really did not belong. But she totally did belong in the other family. And the daughter from the other family definitely belonged
my
grandpa's family. They concluded the two daughters were accidentally switched at birth. The sad thing is the two families were in a totally different demographic. My grandpa's family was wealthy and was able to get a good education and access to really good healthcare, while on the other hand, the other family was poor and had a lot of problems, struggling with money and had a broken family and things like that. It's really sad to think that the daughter who was technically entitled to the nicer family but missed and lived a rough life because she was switched at birth. Super crazy story that sounds like it was straight from a TV show. When I first heard about it, I was shook, and I swear this is true.
Literally switched at birth.
Isn't that insane?
Oh my gosh, that would be the most surreal feeling. You're just like, this is not even my family. Like, what the heck?
Oh my gosh. So bizarre. And I've heard other stories like that where, hold on. Have you seen the documentary Three Identical Strangers?
No.
You are going to need to watch that immediately. I should have brought this up at the beginning of the episode.
Three Identical Strangers?
Three Identical Strangers. I mean, I'm going to give it away, but it is about triplets that were all separated at birth, and they had no idea that they were triplets. They had other brothers.
What?
They were all adopted into different families.
Oh.
Each of them. And then one of the guys, I think they were in college, and he went to this new college. They all were in close to in New York or something, but in different areas. And two of them ended up going to the same college, but the other one, like, this is getting confusing, but he had gone to the college and then he wasn't going this semester or something. And so he came and everyone's like, dude, like, what's up? And like recognize him. And he's like, what? And
they're
they all think he's this guy, and he keeps getting like called this name. And he's like, okay, what is going on? Yeah. And then his like friend comes up, is like, dude, what's up? And he's like, I'm not whatever the name was. Like, it's not Tony, but I'm just going to say that. He's like, I'm not Tony.
Tony Baroni?
Yeah. I'm not Tony Baroni. And his friend's like, what do you mean? And then he's like, hold on, you have a twin. And the guy's like, no. And he's like, yeah. And he takes them to his house and they meet, and they're like, instantly, they're like, yeah, we're brothers. And like, they had like an instant connection, and it goes viral all over like the internet, and or maybe not the internet at the time, but like news stations and everything. Like, it's huge and viral. And then the third sees it and is like, I'm a triplet. And
meets up with them. Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
No. Isn't that insane? And they all like get along perfectly. They start rooming together. Like, they're like best friends.
What the crap?
Yeah.
Did the people that adopted them know?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think any of them knew.
That's insane.
It's insane. You have to watch it.
Oh,
it actually ends really sad, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I'm like, sad. Yeah. No, it ends sad, but it's so crazy. It's amazing. An amazing story.
Wow, I need to watch that.
Yeah.
That reminds me of this. So I have two older brothers, like I've mentioned before, Lad and Clay, and they like look very different. Like, one of them has like dark, literally black hair. The other one has like blondish, brownish hair. And so they both go to the same church building, but not in the same, okay, if you guys know what a ward is, but they like are in the same group of community, but not at the same exact like time, I guess. Does that make sense?
They don't go to church at the exact same time every day. They have different like wards.
So they have mutual friends, whatever. And one time my brother Lad met this guy, and he was like, you're awesome, like just kind of like joking around with him. And then he met my other brother Clay separately at a separate time, and was like, Clay, I have someone that I need you to meet. Like, you guys are both awesome. Like, I need you to meet him. And brings Clay to my other brother Lad. And he's like, you guys should be friends. And Clay's like, this is literally my brother. And he was like, what the heck? It's so funny.
That is hilarious. Oh, man.
All right, you guys. We're going to take a quick break and talk to you guys about mushrooms. Let's talk about them. We are very excited to tell you guys about 4Sigmatic. 4Sigmatic is a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks that benefit our immunity, energy, and longevity, and help us live healthier, more enhanced lives. 4Sigmatic makes a wide variety of blends, including mushroom coffee, mushroom elixirs, hot cocos, matcha, superfood blends, and more. They believe in the real magic of functional mushrooms to enhance your well-being. They make drinking mushrooms and superfoods delicious and easy to do with single-serve packets for at-home use and K-cup coffee pots. So I love the mushroom cacao drink, which is like a calming drink. It's like drinking hot chocolate before bed. And honestly, it like satisfies my late-night sweet tooth, which is a plus. I also love the mushroom coffee latte. It's super creamy. Sometimes I add it into my protein shake just for a little boost, but maybe my most used one is the mushroom coffee mix with lion's mane and chaga. I think that's how I say it. I love adding it to my morning smoothie, or I just have it alone right before I go to a workout, and it's like it gives me, I hate like regular coffee that I get that has a lot of sugar in it, that's made with a lot of processed things, and I get really jittery. But this stuff is like magic, I swear. So why mushroom coffee with Lion's Mane, you might ask? Well, Lion's Mane promotes productivity, focus, and creativity. It balances stimulation, coffee without the jitters, you guys. Doesn't that sound like heaven? Tastes just like coffee, and don't worry, it does not taste like mushrooms. With 4-Sigmatic, you get double the mental clarity for half the caffeine. So it's productivity without the compromise. I mean, that's literally all we could ask for in life, isn't it? We have a special offer for you guys. You can receive 15% off your 4-Sigmatic purchase. Go to 4sigmatic.com/whatwesaid or use discount code WHATWESAID at checkout. That's 4sigmatic, FOURSIGMATIC.com/whatwesaid and go get yourself some mushroom drinks. Okay, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Family secret. I share, okay, this one is, wow, this one really gets my detective juices going. I share Apple Music on a family plan with my husband and his brother and wife. Somehow that connects the phones a little because you're now a family. I was searching through settings one day and came across a spot where I could see all the apps everyone in my family had downloaded. I looked at my brother-in-law's and a couple years ago, over time, he had downloaded like every dating app and hookup app I know of. He's been married for 11 years. It also says when they were first downloaded. It always aligned with when he was out of town for work. Now I don't know if I should tell his wife or mind my own business.
I saw that one, Chelsea. I screenshotted it too. I didn't.
You're kidding.
No. I am shook.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do? I guess you just don't say anything. It's like none of your business, but yeah. What the crap? That would be crazy.
Yeah. Wowza. Also, like, finding that out, you're just like, oh.
This like, I wish I didn't see that, but yeah. Also, wow.
Yeah. Yikes. Don't got any advice for you. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. After my parents dated in high school, got married, and had 4 kids together, they were doing family history work and realized they had the same great-grandfather. That great-grand... Oh, my gosh. It's like a tongue twister. That great-grandfather had, like, 5 different wives with a forever amount of kids in his lifetime, and my parents were from different wives, but they are still related.
What?
They have the same great-grandfather.
Okay.
So they're, like, related somehow. Yeah.
But they didn't know that?
No, they had no idea. But they dated in high school, got married, and had 4 kids together.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy. Sorry, I feel like I just, like, overshare so many stories. No, I listen. This is about my brother and his wife. They were, like, recently doing Ancestry. My oldest brother, Lad, and his wife, Hannah.
Yeah.
And they found out that I think it's either some kind of great, grandpa. And her... Oh, no, her great-great-great-great-grandpa or something like that. And then my brother's great-great-great-grandma were married. And she divorced him because he was, like, rude, mentally abusive. Like, and they just found this out. And he was, like, part of something in the, like, I don't know, some kind of, like, pioneer thing. But my brother was just, like, dying laughing. Like, my grandma divorced your grandpa because he was rude. Like... That is hilarious.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Okay, this girl starts it out by, okay, you want crazy family stories? I got one for you, like threatening. You want crazy family
stories?
You want
stories? That? I'll give you one.
So my mom's dad died when she was little, and then my grandma didn't get to dating again until my mom was in college. Both my mom and my grandma found a guy and were pretty serious about it, but somehow they just never met each other's parents.
Wait, hold on. Your grandma found a
what? Okay, both my mom and my grandma found a guy and were pretty serious about it, but somehow they never met each other's. I think she meant like each other's boyfriend.
Right. Okay.
So her mom and her grandma were both dating
at the same time. Got it.
Then when my grandma and grandpa decided to get married, my mom told her boyfriend, soon to be husband, that she was going to a wedding and asked him if he wanted to come. And he said that he had a wedding of his own to go to. Come to find out that their parents were getting married.
I'm so sorry.
Which made them stepbrother and sister. They ended up still getting married, but then he left my mom when my brothers were born. But because his dad is my grandpa, we still see him at family gatherings, which is super awkward. Hope that made sense. Love you guys. Love your podcast.
Okay. What? How do you not know, though?
That's why she said they just never met, like, the other one.
That is so shocking.
It is shocking.
I've heard that kind of situation before where someone, well, not the stepbrother. Well, yeah, actually. This is kind of different. I've tried to explain this before. I think I've explained this on the podcast. Like, I know someone who is a guy and a girl. They're, yeah, like, older, and they have kids of their own and stuff. They get married, okay? And then her younger brother and his daughter get married.
Weird.
Making it so that, like, her brother is now her, like, son-in-law. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, what the heck? Yeah.
Like, her brother marries her husband's daughter, so it becomes...
Like, her stepdaughter is now her sister-in-law.
Yeah, her sister-in-law as well.
What the heck?
Isn't that weird?
That's confusing.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
And, like, weird. What kind of dynamic is it? Because it's like, you're my brother, but also you're my son? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's very interesting. Okay. Hey, ladies. First of all, I have to say I love what we said. I have been listening since the first episode. Woo!
Yay.
Last week, my boyfriend and I were on a road trip, and I had not listened to the first anniversary episode yet, so I made him listen, and now he loves it, too.
Yay.
Best
Get your
compliment.
Boyfriends or husbands hooked.
Yeah. So, for Crazy Family Secrets, this one is insane. I'm so glad you're doing this family-themed episode again, because I was so sad I missed the last one. My boyfriend, amazing.
Our cool. Our
podcast equipment just fell.
Because both of us are leaning back slowly, getting comfy.
My boyfriend is really interested in ancestry and genealogy, and he used this website called Family Search, similar to Ancestry.com, which is essentially a database of birth certificates, death certificates, census documents, etc. You type in a family member's name to add them into your tree, and it auto-searches the database for any documents matching the name, area, same general time period. My boyfriend had been working on his for a month and hadn't found anything unexpected. I decided I wanted to give it a try, so I made an account and added my parents' and grandparents' names to start off. When I added my mom's dad's name, his birth and death certificate came up as well as his records in a few censuses?
No clue.
Censuses, okay. He died 10 years ago. Another document that came up was a marriage certificate. Of course, he was married to my grandma, so I opened the document expecting to see her name. But it was a different woman's name. I double-checked my grandfather's name. He has two middle names and is a junior, so he has an unusual name. It was his. I double-checked the town he was born in, and it was correct. I double-checked the names of his parents, and they were all correct. It was definitely
my
grandfather. Apparently, he got married at age 17 while he was a student at Brown University to a woman from another state. My mom had never mentioned such a thing to me. I asked my dad, my parents are divorced, if my mom ever told him about this, and he said no. We think that since he got married at such a young age to this person from another place, my theory is that she got pregnant, so they rushed to get married, but I don't know for sure. My mom is the kind of person who absolutely idolized her dad. He was her world, and they were extremely close. Since she still adores him so much, I still have not found the courage to ask her if this is true. I feel like she would have told everyone if she would have known about it. Her mom is still alive, and I'm afraid that she might not even know, and I don't want to break her heart. There is no climactic ending, just need to get the courage to ask my mom about it. Thanks for the positivity and inspiration through the podcast. Love you, gals.
Wait, so they found out that he was married to someone before
her and, like, maybe has another kid. Because she was saying he was so young that he got married to someone else.
Oh.
So, like, her theory is that, like,
they got pregnant.
They got pregnant, so they got married really fast. And they got divorced or whatever. And, like, and she's saying, I don't even know if my grandma or mom knows. And she doesn't want to tell them because he's dead now. And it's kind of like, that would be just be sad.
If, yeah.
You know.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Is that your last one?
Yes.
Okay. This is my last one. Okay, so I have a cousin who has always creeped me out, don't we all? He's about 13 years older than me, always gave me bad vibes, but nothing crazy. I have another cousin who is about the same age, and she would babysit me and hung out with the creep cousin a lot. Anyways, one time they were babysitting me, and I saw them making out.
Oh, hold on. They're both her cousins?
Yeah.
And they're all related?
Yeah, they're all cousins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They were about 17. Weird. But that's not the secret. I never told on them because I was young, and I didn't realize how gross that was. Fast forward a few years, they move in together when they are both in their late 20s. I thought it was weird, but it did make sense. They were both broke and were both looking for roommates, so whatever. My whole family supported it because what's better than rooming with your cousin? Okay, here's the secret. Next thing you know, the girl cousin ends up pregnant. And she was single, so family would ask her who the dad was. And I was the only person that knew her options for answers were, I slept around so much, I have no idea, or my cousin. So the baby shows up and looks identical to its dad's second cousin. But no one thinks anything of it because all of us cousins look so much alike. So many family members always mention, wow, he looks so much like his cousin R. And I just die because I know it's more than his cousin. It's his flipping dad. Well, fast forward again, and she ends up pregnant again. And again, she's single, so family members are like, who's the dad now? And with her having two kids and living with her cousin, family starts to tell her it's time to find her own place. There's no room for two babies in that little apartment. Because they're like, okay, you're still living with your cousin.
Right, like, time to get out.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's the dad.
But she refuses because boy cousin obviously wants to live with his kids. So obviously the family doesn't know that he's a dad.
Right.
So the second baby was born on Thursday and is another spitting image of its cousin dad. Well, finally, I just asked them. And they are both like, how did you know? And I'm like, well, one time I saw you guys kissing. And anyways, I've been sworn to secrecy by them and I've had this secret all weekend and I'm glad I can finally tell someone. Ha ha ha. It feels so good to finally say it. My cousins are dating and love having a family together. Gross.
Oh my gosh. And it's like they're never going to tell.
No.
And so what is their kid's life going to be like? That's so sad.
It's so weird.
It's like either...
It's like own up to it if you're doing incest. I don't know. Ugh. Or I guess is that incest with your cousin?
Yeah, that's incest. I'm pretty sure. Me has that's to look
some,
up the definition
that's some
of
Game of Thrones crap right there.
Have you seen Game of Thrones?
I've seen like the first couple episodes.
What'd you think?
I liked it. But I mean, it's only the first couple episodes, so.
I'm looking up the definition of incest. Sexual relations between people classed as being too closely related to marry each other.
Oh.
Which I definitely think is the case. But that's so sad for their kids because either their kids are going to...
Never know
that that's their dad or... They are going to know and they're going to be sworn to secrecy.
Yeah.
Which is so sad.
Also, I'm like, this isn't like ancient times. You got options.
Right. Like, why?
Why are you going for your cousin?
That is traumatizing. And the fact that no one else like can put two and two together is kind of shocking.
Yeah. And they're just like.
I bet
like,
they can. They just like don't want to believe
and
it.
And that's so sad when you're around like your family. You're just like, you can't be like, oh, dad's coming.
Right.
It's like, oh, there's cousin. He's like the dad.
Yeah.
So weird.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I have one more if you. This
yeah,
is a short one.
Let's do okay. it.
My parents met in church after my dad had made his fair share of mistakes. I don't know what that's referring to, but when they met, my mom knew he had a son. After they got married, my mom wanted kids of her own. 2 years and two kids later, my brother and I, my mom and dad really started to question if his son was really his. One of those mistakes my dad made was sleeping with the same girl as his dad. After doing the math and forcing my grandpa to take a few tests because he was in denial, they discovered that my dad's son was his brother.
Oh my gosh.
My parents told me this story a few years ago when we were asking why he was always over when we were little. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so bizarre.
Your dad and you. Goodbye. Anyways.
I am in shock.
And on that note.
And on that note, goodbye. That is not okay.
Yeah, no.
Also, how did they find out they slept with the same person?
Because they took a DNA test.
I know, but like, how did that ever come up in the first place?
Oh, I don't know.
Why was that a thing?
We'll see.
All right, this is a story that I read on the internet, okay? This isn't sent in by anyone, but it says, a long time ago, back when I was still in middle school, my mom's best friend died. She wouldn't tell me how she died, only that it was sudden. When I asked why we weren't going to the funeral, she told me that there would not be one because her body was being donated to science. I did not ask any more questions. That was the last time we ever talked about her. Well, 5 months ago, my mom handed me her phone to find the number for Domino's, and as I'm scrolling through her contacts, I come across the phone number of the dead best friend. Biggest WTF moment of my life. The next day, I called it from a payphone at Waffle House, and she picked up. I instantly recognized the voice and accent. She is not dead. Second biggest WTF moment of my life.
What?
Like, why the heck would your mom tell you that she's dead? Like, they obviously had a huge falling out or something, but it's like, what? She was in middle school when the mom told her, like, oh, my best friend died. And they didn't go to the funeral because it was the body was being donated to science.
Okay, first of all, you still have a funeral.
Yeah.
Their body's being donated. Like, you still have a memorial or something.
But, like, obviously when you're in middle school, you don't understand that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. What the crap?
Isn't that just... insane?
I'm like, huh, I sure haven't told anybody about that. My family's like, JC's alive?
Does a weekly podcast.
All right, well, that was it for the crazy family secrets. You guys really came through for us. We really do love these ones where we read the stories because we don't have to do as much work, first of all. And second of all, it's like, I feel like we just all get so much closer afterwards because we know so much about you. So if you, like, have ideas of things we should read stories about, for example, like worst first kisses like we did, but something else besides one that we've already done.
Tell us.
Email us at hello@whatwesaidpodcast or like DM us on Instagram or something.
Yeah. We love ideas for sure. We are about to head out to Viral the Musical. This is going to be old news once you guys listen to
this. Yeah, this is
going to
be like months after.
Probably just like a month old.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited. You guys know that we had Kristen Johns on the podcast. She's a good friend of ours, and her husband, Marcus, directed, like, is literally...
Is Viral the Musical.
Producing it, directing it.
Starring in it.
Wrote all the songs. Like, everything. He got the whole cast together, did everything. And he is putting it on tonight in LA, and it's the opening night. And I'm so
really
excited. Like, I, first of all, haven't been to a musical in a really long time.
Yeah.
So, and I love musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, I just think it's so cool that he put that all together.
Well, we heard, like, sneak peeks of it. Of the music.
And it was so good.
It was so good.
Yeah. And I think they're coming out with like a soundtrack and stuff. So even though this will be old news because the musical will have already like been performed at this point, but they're still doing, I think, like a documentary style thing on it. And like they're releasing the soundtrack, I believe. So like you guys should definitely check it out.
Check it out. I think it's on Instagram, Viral the Musical.
Yeah. It's going to be so good though. Mm-hmm. So we're going to opening night tonight. We're really excited. We've just been recording podcasts all day and eating some good food. I made some pasta.
Yeah.
That
JC did a good job. Your avocado toast is better than your pasta.
Okay. Yeah. I admit the pasta was a little mushy, but it was still good.
No, the pasta wasn't mushy. It was good. I think just the pasta itself, like the kind of pasta it was like a little bit weird. But other than that, like sauce and spinach was great.
Yeah. Yep. I'm becoming a chef, guys, if you didn't know.
if you didn't know, catch up. If you guys want to follow us on Instagram, you can go ahead and do that at What We Said Podcast. You know, that's where all the goods are. That's where our goods are.
That's where all of our goods. And you can follow us individually on Instagram, too. I'm at JC Marie Smith. Chelsea is at Chelsea Jade Curtis. We also both have YouTube channels. We post videos together as well as separately, and it's really fun. So go check them out. I think that's about it. If you guys want to rate and review the podcast, that'd be great. But thank you guys so much for listening. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.